Here is a lawful truth for the world to finally realize. By O Believers, October 10, 2022. We the American state nationals focus on our country home, our families, serve our people, mind our business, and working very hard reconstructing our lawful unincorporated government, which has been shut down by the money changers since 1860s. Here are some facts for the world to finally read, study, and realize. The United States of America is, and still, under a brutal name-stealing occupation since 1860s, which took place as a mega-corporate takeover during Abraham Lincoln time. Abraham Lincoln was a bar attorney rat-slash-criminal, he was the first CEO of U.S. Incorporated, and, he led a mercenary war between the North and South based on a corporate and banking interest needs. The war was engineered by the bankers against the sovereign American people to force them into a corporate government, aka cryptic fascism, and then defrauding the rest of the world that Americans had a civil war. The central banking criminal cartel proved to be the enemy number one of mankind. They have engineered and funded all type of wars, including the corporate takeover war against the sovereign people of America in 1860s. They have transformed North America, the land of the brave, to a piracy base, waging all type of wars, especially the economic wars, against other nations using the United States of America as front door. Please note, the U.S. Incorporated and the USA Incorporated, whom owned by the Holy Roman Empire and British Crown bankers, were and still, using the American people as human resources for their mercenaries' war operations around the world. They have used our American war flag, our language, our seals, our land, and our names in order to rob, steal, plunder, and wage all type of engineered wars against other nations. They have committed the most horrific crimes against mankind, animals, and nature, all under our name, and, no wonder why the world hate the Americans and see them as evil empire. Through the black magic of legalese language, which applies only on corporate entities, through the fraud of name stealing, and engineered wars, the banking criminal cartels invaded the world by planting their central banks in each nation. Therefore, if any nation resist, they will put sanction on them and declare all type of wars against them. The US Incorporated and USA Incorporated had built 900 military bases around the world to spread and force their corporatism and their banking system on other nations, while, we the American people are being sucked dry by their brutal taxes, and loaded with mountains of debt to fund their war machine, while, we are being killed by poisoned genetic modified food, and, while our babies are being killed in the wombs for profit gain since the 70s. Please remember, most people who lives in the United States of America and around the world don't know truly what on earth is going on, and believe that the US incorporated government is by, of, and for the people, but in reality, it's just a corporate government, providing governmental services, planted since 1860s by, of, and for the banking criminal cartel and their cronies in the Wall Street Stock Exchange. The fraud was applied through time using multiple layers of semantic deceit, which heavily took place in 1860s, and then in 1930s during FDR CEO time. The criminals in FDR administration transformed all people into fictional entities slash persons, corporate things, allowing the bankers to apply the black magic of legalese language, and engineer the largest name-stealing operation ever recorded in history against a sovereign nation. Yes, a mega-fraud black magic operation, have been applied on the American people without their knowledge or their consent. With this being said, the people who are born here, and all immigrants who are coming to North America, regardless where they have born, are being infiltrated, captured, and kidnapped legally into the C jurisdiction, using the Universal Commercial Code, UCC, codes without full disclosure or their consent. This evil process, legally allowed the criminals to consider living people as corporate dead things, cargo ships, goods, and material parts. Therefore, the criminals were able to apply draconian UCC and maritime codes on people as if they are corporations, stripping all people from all their God's unalienable rights. So, what is the remedy? We call every US and USA citizens to correct their political status today, join their state assembly as American state nationals, and step up for their public duty under the public law. We have all been infiltrated and captured since spawn time using a bond scheme called birth certificates. Only lawful American state nationals standing under the public law have the lawful capacity to correct the situation and reconstruct the lawful unincorporated government to restore the law of the land. Correct your status. We have all been infiltrated and captured,